I think if you just like pretend like the photographer said something funny and then you just were doing like your normal real smile, you'd look good. Yeah. What was that?
That was a photographer said something. LOL.
Do this.
Wait a minute.
Your hair looks good in your picture, I think.
No, it does not. Be honest,
Bob.
It's horrible.
Wow.
I don't think it looks horrible.
Yes, you do.
So yes, you do. You know what? You convinced me, Lennox.
And oop.
Well, you know what she does on the days she doesn't wash her hair? We girls use dry shampoo.
Men don't do that.
And oop.
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay, so I got Lennox a new scooter. And how did I do that? Via whining and tenacity and persistence with GoTrax, which is a scooter manufacturing company. Going back and forth with their customer service over 5 freaking weeks.
Oh, I thought it was 5 months.
No.
It felt like 5 months.
Well, the scooter is 8 months old. This is the third time I've had an issue. They've had to send something. Okay. Now, if you're just tuning in, Len got a scooter 8 months ago. Fairly quickly, a screw came loose from the body. And I contacted customer service. They're like, okay. And they sent it quickly and it was easy to put in. Wham, bam, it was fixed. The next issue was that the wheel went flat. And one wheel on a scooter is motorized. So
and oop.
One wheel on an electric scooter is motorized. It's where the motor is located. It's difficult / impossible to just change out the inner tube of a tire, like on a bike, for instance. So you have to get a new wheel. So they sent out a new wheel for free again. And that was more complicated because I couldn't install it. I watched YouTubes and I just couldn't wrap my my super mechanically inclined arms and mind around it. So I had to take it to a scooter shop in Sacramento, and it cost $50 labor. The wheel was there. He was just installing that part. That took a few weeks because he's a one-man operation, and it took longer than expected to get the scooter back. So fast forward to 5 weeks ago. Lennox's wheel is completely destroyed. So the tube isn't flat. But just the wheel was completely demolished. It was unusable. The scooter was unusable. And the side panel was coming off where the wires are. And so that kind of freaked me out. So I contacted customer service. And keep in mind, every interaction with customer service, there's a 72-hour delay for whatever reason. And this is 3 business days. So you send them an email and they say, we'll get back to you in 72 hours. It's like, great. My email got there in 1 second. But it takes 3 business days for someone to reply an email. Something's up with our dryer. So they say, hey, send pics. I said, okay. I send pics. And then they go, well, send a video file. Send a video of the tire. And the side panel, I said, okay, sure. Send it to them. It doesn't play. They're like, we can't watch it. It's not playing. Okay, I put it on YouTube. Just as like a private link, an unlisted link. Because who wants to watch me say, hey, here's a flat tire?
There's an audience for that.
Yeah, there's an audience for everything. So I put it on YouTube and they say, oh yeah, we can see. We can send you a new tire and the side panel. But I was like, well, what if there's more going on than just the plastic side panel? That's where the wiring is. I don't understand wiring. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know if there's more wrong than just the wheel and the side panel.
And a oop.
So they send a prepaid UPS label, which is nice because shipping the scooter is 40, 50 pounds. Shipping that boy.
At this point, you were going to send the broken scooter to them to
correct.
Fix.
Correct. And UPS, 40, 50 pounds, it would cost 50, 60 bucks to ship. I do mail for a living. I'm very smart. I'm very hip. Very with it on the current postage rates. So they send a prepaid UPS label. Thank you. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to figure out how to ship this GD long, heavy scooter. So I buy a ginormous box at U-Haul, about 13 bucks. And then I bought some bubble wrap and styrofoam peanuts. Those cost 28 bucks. So I'm in about 50 bucks. And I'm like, I don't know if this will be enough. And so I asked you, honey, I was like, we need clothes because we need to like safe keep this scooter in this giant box so it doesn't break the box in the midst of shipping. So you began assembling old beach towels, right?
We have a ton of beach towels that we don't use. I found an old tablecloth we don't use.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to find anything that we could send over there to them and not care about getting it back.
Yeah. And then, so really quickly, even with these towels and the styrofoam peanuts and bubble wrap, the box was too big. And this was the most, based on all the U-Haul, I went to U-Haul, West Sac. This was the closest dimensions I could get to the scooter, but it was still too much. And I was like, well, I'm not going to buy a lot more peanuts and a lot more bubble wrap and maybe still be up in the air on how to ship this. So I said, hey, GoTrax, can you send me a box? You guys got tons of boxes that fit to this stupid scooter. Send me a box. 3 days later, they're like, yeah, we'll send you a box. Okay, they send me a box. It's freaking laughably small. It won't fit the gosh dang scooter. I'm like, well, what? And so I take pictures of it. I'm like, what the hell's up with this box that is too? You guys know what the scooter dimensions are. You know what it, how tall it is, how deep it is, the width, etc. Length, width, height. Yet you ship me this box that is impossible to fit this dumb scooter in. So I say, can you just ship me a new scooter? And then I will use that box to ship the broken scooter back because it comes with the styrofoam. I would just take out the new one, use the styrofoam pieces, put it around the old scooter, throw it in the box, and I'll ship it back to you. And they were like, no. And I said, but my son needs the scooter to go to school. Okay, I was lying, but I was trying every which way.
My poor little son has no transportation.
Yeah, we're 3 weeks in. So they reply with, so the current situation is that the box they shipped me is too small. They reply with, remove the console. And I said, what the hell is the console? And then they reply with an email that says, hi, Vince. I'm going back and forth with Faye from GoTrax, by the way. Faye with an E. Hi, Vince. Just remove the screws from the console. Removing the console is easy. Refer to this video. And she sends me a YouTube link. Then put everything in the box. It's better to put some scrap paper or unwanted foam in the box. Just pack the package and ship it out. Okay. I don't have scrap paper. We don't have newspaper.
We have no unwanted foam.
What is this? The UPS store? What are we in? Amazon warehouse?
Do people have styrofoam just laying around their garage?
No. Completely ridiculous. Faye with an E. And then I watched this YouTube video. It's 13 minutes long. It's this guy who knows what he's doing. And he's got like a power drill. And I'm like, okay, am I supposed to follow this? Okay, he unscrewed this. Pause on my phone. Zzz, press play again. Oh, he undid this. So I got to pause and undo that. And I was like, this is going to, I don't know what I'm, this guy knows what he's doing. It's 13 minutes long. I don't know what I'm doing. It could be 2-3 hours. Just like, Faye, please, I appeal to you. I appeal to your to your best judgment, to your heart, to the violin strings in your heart. I need your sympathy. found out the console is the body. As if that helps, but it's super complex to take apart. The console is not the problem. So now we're in over a month. So I just start saying escalate, 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 escalate. To Faye, if you can't do it, escalate it to someone who can. If they can't do it, escalate it to someone, get it to someone who can say, send this man a new scooter. This is the third issue in 8 months that we've had this gosh dang scooter. Please, Faye, I appeal to your sensitive side. Help a brother out. And then my last email, I documented everything. I had all the receipts. I was going to expose them. Then I didn't threaten, but I said in my last email at the very end, I said, I'm on the verge of writing a lengthy, detailed review of your customer service shortcomings on Amazon if this matter is not resolved quickly. We're 5 weeks in. That email, whoosh. 3 days later, Faye says, okay, we'll send you a new scooter. Booyah! Okay. It took 5 weeks and an F ton of back and forth in emails. And just, I hit the caps lock button here and there, honey. Yeah, that's how real I took it. That's how real it got, yo. Real up in here. We got it today. I put it together quickly. Takes about 5 to 10 minutes, just a few screws. My plan was to be like, hey, Len, come downstairs. And then, voila, the scooter is there with the heavens parts above and light shines down upon the scooter. But I was nearing completion of the scooter, and then I heard Lennox footsteps coming downstairs. I was like, oh, no. And I said, Len, stop right there. And he was halfway down. And when I was assembling the scooter, I was bending over yonder. I was stretching. And so Len's halfway down the stairs. And the only thing, and he says, Vince, I can see your butt crack. And I said, well, I've been working like a real man. But I put it together. You were super duper happy. Lennox is here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Our next guest gave Grandma Liz talkies and she nearly choked. So yeah, that's it. I got the new scooter. Because I'm like a dog, honey. I'm like a dog, like when they have that rope toy, when you see someone, the dog just won't let go. And then you're like the other person's pulling on the rope toy, the dog won't let go. And I was like, I'm just going to keep pushing them. And they have a phone number, but I didn't want to call the phone number because they can hang up, they can transfer you. And I don't. Email is so much easier. There's digital record of the whole thing.
You have it documented.
Right. And phone. I would hate to be that person on the phone. Faye taking emails, sitting there click clacking away, typing.
Yeah.
It's the best customer service job ever. Being on the phone with someone who's angry, worst customer service job ever. So I told Len, I was like, this is your last chance with the scooter. This took a lot out of me. The past 5 weeks.
Vince cannot do this again.
Yeah. So this is your last chance, buddy boy, with the scooter. Just be careful with it. Be gentle. Any more problems that aren't easily fixed by me or GoTrax, it's bike time. We'll get you a normal, regular bike.
No.
And a oop.
But now... I don't want to send the broken scooter back because one, the UPS label has expired. It was good for 3 weeks. So I would have to ask them for a new UPS prepaid shipping label, which I'm sure they can do instantly. But they should pay.
Honey, you have to send the old one back.
I don't have to do nothing.
That was the deal.
I want them to beg for the broken scooter. We had a Wise robot vacuum and it broke like right about at a year. And it's amazing. Like if you contact these companies, they'll give you stuff. They're like, oh yeah, here's a replacement or here's credit. But why is there, they said, oh, we don't have any more robot vacuums in stock. Here's $165 in credit to spend in our store. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's how much I paid a year ago. And I bought us the Google Nest Home, which we love. Brings a bunch of family pictures throughout the years up on the display in the kitchen there. We got Lennox LED lights for his room with the $165. So you just have to ask. Or
you just have to be annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be annoying and whine in some cases. and don't take no for an answer. But yeah. Okay. So Wise was like, oh, we don't have any vacuums. Here's $165 in credit to our online store. And send back the vacuum. And I never did. Because they didn't give me a prepaid shipping label. That thing is heavy. And I never asked for one. I'm sure they could have given me one. But it sat in our garage for a couple months. And then I just threw it away. I was like, they haven't brought it up again. So I don't think GoTrax actually cares.
How long are you going to give Faye to contact and say, where's that scooter, buddy boy?
3 days. 72 hours, am I right, Faye? But yeah, Lennox was overjoyed and super happy. He was riding it. This model goes faster than the previous one.
Don't like that at all.
It's better or more expensive, higher level, an upgrade over the previous scooter. He was riding it around today, and he was having a blast. But yeah, that is my story, and I'm sticking with it.
That's the sordid tale.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this goes for $400 scooters. This also goes for $1.82 jar of ricotta.
Oh, like, yeah. Price doesn't matter to you.
Yeah.
You just you can't stand to be wronged.
It's the principle. It's the principle of the thing. Okay. So.
And oop.
So let's talk about our day, honey. This morning we got up super early. Well, first we did grocery shopping at 7 a.m. and then we went to get our flu shots. Lennox didn't want to go. Partly because he's anti-vax, but partly because he just didn't want to get out of bed at 8 a.m. But they started giving, they open or whatever, Kaiser opens at 8:30. And we got there at 8:30, right?
Yeah.
A little after.
Right at 8:30.
Right at 8:30. And there was a huge line, 50, 75 people in front of us.
Yeah.
I never got a flu shot before you, and I ain't dead. But I do it as an example for Len and Luna, I guess.
And oop.
But we did help Big Pharma increase their profit margins and solidify their deal with Kaiser to sedate the public. I mean, we got flu shots. I said, hey, Len, take a video of me. I'm going to start screaming about how the vaccines are all a scam. And then we'll go viral on TikTok. I'm going to start yelling, vaccines are a scam, big pharma, birds aren't real. He wasn't having that. When I got my shot, I asked the nurse, nice lady, I said, should I flex because I lift?
Did you ask her that?
Yeah. Should I flex? I mean, I do lift. I'm really strong. She said, no, just put your arm down. By your side, let it rest. And I said, oh, then you want to see the triceps, do you? And then I got a smog test. So called a few places. It is Saturday, but one place wanted $75 for a smog. Thanks, Joe Biden. Inflation's hitting us everywhere. But called a few more places, and I found $50 out the door. Went right over there, got a smog. What the hell's the purpose of a smog? So our cars aren't bad for the environment.
Yeah, right? It's testing like emissions.
Sounds stupid. Sounds like a revenue windfall. Oh, DMV and Big Pharma. We helped two of the biggest swindles known to mankind today, honey. And then we went to your high school friend's wedding celebration. The official wedding was in Los Angeles. 140 people. Wow. We had 25-ish?
Yeah, about 30.
Yeah.
Something like that.
140? It's nuts. And then they went to New York and Turks and Caicos. We went to Reno. Yay.
Well.
We were on the verge of not going because we did a lot.
We did so much today. I was so tired. I took a nap in the afternoon before I started to get ready.
Yeah.
And it was really difficult to get out of bed.
Yeah. And I said, we don't have to go. And I had a rough night. I'll just say that. But we don't have to go. And it's cool if we don't go. But I'm glad we went.
There was no way I was going to miss this. So I'm really glad I pulled myself up out of bed and put on some makeup.
You said I didn't have to go.
Right.
But I wanted to go because you were going to go.
I'm really glad that we both went together.
Yeah. Well, because now we're getting older. You're 39. I'm 29. Most of our friends we've either completely lost contact with or they're coupled up. Or they're married already. And so like in your 20s, you get it's like 2-3 weddings a year. But when you're our age, invitations to events, few and far between.
Yeah, life events start to peter out.
Yeah. Your friend's new husband, Tyson. Hottie. Okay. Good shape. Handsome guy. Just saying, Bailey Quist. The food there, they had guacamole. It was really good. And then they had open bar. Now, 20 years ago, a wedding with an open bar, I would have been like, let's do this. I would have walked up to the bartender and said, F me up, bro. And I would have managed to get there somehow. I would manage to get home somehow. So when we first learned about this, that it was going to be open bar, I was like, let's Uber there. Let's get trashed. And then let's Uber home. But again, I'm 29, 39, getting old. It was just like, why? What's the point? So we ended up, I drove and I had a glass of wine. I had three.
Yeah.
And then we ate. And I think that was the.
Yeah. We're too old to be getting trashed at weddings.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to be mature now.
Yeah.
Get yourself together.
Yeah. And I didn't know anyone. You knew a few people.
Yeah.
And it was at an art exhibit hall.
Is that an art gallery? There was a bunch of photos on the wall and
lots of brick.
It was really a cool place.
Yeah.
Really good location.
Yeah, definitely. And it was a good time and I'm super glad we went.
Yes, definitely.
I'm super glad to be home right now. we're about to go to bed. Things change and that's fine. I spilled guacamole on my new shirt and my new pants. How do you take me anywhere, honey? So embarrassing. The photographer guy with a fancy camera taking pictures of just a bunch of people, candid shots or poses and whatever. And he came up to us and he wanted to take our picture and you put your hand on my chest.
Yeah. I covered your guacamole stain on your chest.
Yeah.
I strategically placed my hand on your pectoral.
Yeah. Pectoral majoris. Oh, that's it. but you said, I'm putting my hand here to cover your guac stain. Guac stain? I looked down like, geez Louise. embarrassment. I'm embarrassment. We did the classic Irish goodbye, ducked out. But those kind of things, like, Tyson and Bailey, the lovely couple, they're going.
Oh, they're so busy. There's a constant stream of people chatting with them, and you don't need to interrupt them to tell them you're leaving. It's fine. Yeah. Just duck out.
And their conversation is very repetitive. They say they talk about the same topics with everybody, or in groups of two or three or four. It's like. Talk about their LA wedding. Talk about their anniversary. Or, I'm sorry, honeymoon. Talk about. And then they ask you about your life. And they catch up. And it's like,
they must be so tired.
Yeah. Broken.
And hungry. And luckily I saw someone got Bailey a little plate of food.
Broken record.
And a oop.
We were there 2 hours. Astonishing. I thought we were good for 10 minutes, maybe a half hour. But we were there for 2 hours.
Yeah. I was feeling it. Once we got there, I was like, yeah, this is fun. I'm so glad that we came.
Yeah. Food was good. People were good. It was a good time. It was a good vibe. And then we went to Trader Joe's just around the way there. The wedding celebration was in Oak Park, Trader Joe's in East Sac, just about a mile away. And it was a standard Trader Joe's trip, except so we're checking out. And then Lennox calls you.
Lennox calls me while we're in line.
Yeah.
The guy is ringing up all our food.
Yeah.
And Lennox says, can you get me Oreos?
Yeah.
And I said, well, we're at Trader Joe's, and Lennox always bashes Trader Joe's. He calls their products off-brand.
Off-brand, yeah.
Because they're not
Oreo, Nabisco, and Doritos, or, yeah, Coca-Cola, all. Yeah.
So I told him I could get them, but they're going to be the Trader Joe brand. And he said, go ahead. He said, yeah, get them, please. So the girl who's bagging our groceries runs to get them for us.
Marissa, right?
She was very nice. She offered to run and get them.
Yeah.
She heard Lennox's plea. And, but then the teller finished
ringing
all the,
us up.
Yeah. And we're just standing there waiting for Marissa. She's taking a really long time.
Yeah.
So finally I just said, you said, like, just let's just go. Yeah. Just pay. Let's leave. We don't need to get the cookies.
Yeah. She couldn't find them or whatever. I was like 20, 25, 30 seconds. I was like, how long are we going to stand here?
Trader Joe's is really small.
Right, right.
It's not like,
and their employees are really good about knowing every single product. So there was a glitch in the matrix or whatever. But then we're cha-ching, we're rung up. You slide your card. We're done paying. And Marissa comes up with the box of cookies. And you said, oh, sorry. We just wanted to leave. And then she said, take the box of cookies.
It's on the house.
They're on the house. I read about stuff like that. Like Trader Joe's, they give you a free product because of customer service.
Oh.
Just like you really like something or you're having a bad day. I just visited my mom in the hospital and a Trader Joe's cashier will give you flowers.
Wow.
Yeah. I see these stories on Reddit and the interwebs.
Well, why aren't we crying more when we go there?
The mythology. I just visited my sick dad for the 8th time this month. But yeah, it really happened. She was super sweet and, it was fantastic. Got home. Of course, Lennox complained, that they weren't Oreos. Yeah,
he said, why did you get these? They're not real Oreos. Like, dude.
Yeah.
You told me to get them.
Yeah. Well, you need to work on saying no.
I do need to work on saying no.
To Len. Because when I heard the plea, Luna agrees. When I heard the plea, I said no. But you still.
Vince always says no. I immediately always say yes. And I really need to work on that.
Yeah. You're quite the pushover, my darling.
Thanks, honey.
Well, okay. Lennox got donuts this morning. We didn't mention that.
Oh, yeah. Donuts we went after to the donut shop. Store, too.
He got a $400 new scooter, faux free. And then he demanded Oreos at 7:30 p.m. while we were at Trader Joe's. I was like, maybe take a break. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. What's up?
And a oop.
All righty. Were we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're done. That's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. Let's all try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, rate, review, and Patreon. Or don't. Do whatever you want. You're grown up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for GoTrax with an X. Tell Faye with the E that Vince Nicholas sent you. We don't have a promo code for GoTrax. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you, my wife, and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have lied to Faye with an E about Lennox riding his gosh dang scooter to school, but I'm still a good person, and we're still good people. Thank you for this. I was appealing to Faye's heart. Maybe she's a mom. She's someone's daughter. That's someone's daughter. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. Thank you for following and listening, caring. And
your time.
Thank you for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day slash night. Aw, aw, aw.
And
oop.
We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy
chicken?
I can't eat no longer.
And oop.